Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Sweet Plantain Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi. These short and sweet conversations are where we open our minds and understand. Let's stimulate conversations around simple living, spiritual, physical health, and all of the other things we discover along the way. Let's create a solid circle as we move throughout this journey together. Come on, let's jump right in. On today's episode, I want to talk about financial health, making sound decisions that have a positive impact on the life you're trying to create. In my opinion, before we begin this financial health journey, we have to first take care of our mind, our body, and our soul. You have to make sure that these areas of your life are solid because it's all a domino effect. And once you get one part down, the others will follow suit. We all have different views of our financial health, and we all have different spending habits. This is a really good thing because we are all different people. We have different priorities and we have different life situations. The reason why I felt it was really important to talk about your finances, it's not only because it's tax season. We are so focused on our mind, our body, our soul, these three areas, that sometimes we leave behind other factors that have an effect on our mind, body, and soul. Think about it. If you have a lot of financial chaos or you are stressed about something, it does have a negative impact on your mind. It has a negative impact on your body, and it definitely has a negative impact on your soul. A way to combat these situations are making sure you are taking positive steps towards giving you that peace of mind when it comes to your finances. And I know money can be a scary thing. I remember I used to be so afraid to check my bank account after a crazy weekend because I didn't want to face the fact that, oh my gosh, I had no more money. It doesn't have to be like that. There are so many resources out there, so many free resources that can teach you a lot on how to deal with your finances and how to tailor your finances to fit your situation. But like I said, the first step is making sure that you are solid when it comes to your mind, your body, and soul. Your finance is kind of like a subcategory or a subtitle, I guess you could say, under all of that. Your first step is just making sure you are where you want to be. And the first thing to that is starting, recognizing the problem and just starting, saying to yourself, hey, my finances are something that are getting out of hand. It's time for me to take action. Now, I don't mean telling yourself, oh, after I buy this or after this and that, I'm going to start. No, start right now. For a lot of us, we start things when there's a big event that happens. And usually it's a negative event. When something chaotic happens, then, you know, we have this epiphany where we're like, okay, let me control this. Let me take a hold of what is going on. However, you don't have to wait until you hit rock bottom or until something goes wrong. You can start right now when you have the chance to control a lot of the things. So number one is starting. Two is reflect on your financial situation, analyze your lane, analyze your income, what your expenses are. That is the first step. Don't just go into it. Make sure when someone asks you, how much do you make a year, or how much are your expenses every month, how much are you saving every month, that you know the answers to these questions. And that is something when I started finding out more about Dave Ramsey and his Total Money Makeover, I had to make sure I knew, because he says these are figures that you should know prior to you jumping into any type of financial journey. Number three is writing down what you're trying to accomplish. Don't just go blindly into, I'm wealthy, I want to save this, that. No, know what you're saving for. Know the steps that it will take to get there. Making sure you're writing down what you want to accomplish and what you want to reach. Where do you see yourself in a couple of months, in a couple of years? Four, set a plan, budget. If you don't like budgeting, then just set a plan, set time frame when you want to reach this goal or when you want to accomplish this. Five is how be measured. If you're telling yourself, okay, I want to save about 4 months of payments or of expenses, you know, so that if something happens, then I have something to fall back on. Know how that looks, and also know how much that is, know how you will measure that. So of course, how you will measure that is checking your account, seeing if you're saving for that, making sure whatever percentage you're taking out of your savings account, your paycheck to go to that savings account is gonna amount to what you should have in 4 months. And number six, what you need to do to accomplish this goal. What resources do you need to have? What kind of habits do you need to implement into your life? So that would kind of lead us to our next discussion about about habits. If you're setting all of these goals and you're carving out all of these paths for yourself, you have to make sure that your habits, your actions match what you're talking about, match what you want to see in your life. The habits I'm going to go over are in no particular order. These are just things I've tried and that I'm still trying that have really worked for me because they've helped me in setting boundaries, discipline when it comes to my financial journey. One is making sure you're sticking to your budget. This is so hard. I still don't have a good grasp on this because some months I'm really good with my budget and some months I'm not. Oh, just a side note, thing I use or the tool I use to kind of budget myself is called Mint. I believe you can find it on your App Store or your Google Play Store. It's really good because you can add all of your bills on there. You can connect all of your accounts. It syncs and it updates constantly. So it's always sending you alerts like, hey, you are over your budget. Hey, you just pulled out a large amount of money. What are you doing with that? And it's really interactive. It's really user-friendly. That is a good way for me to stay on my budget because I did notice I used to write my budget everywhere, put it in my journal. I used to put it on a piece of paper, on sticky notes at work. I'll be budgeting something out. Even though this is good because I'm writing it down, it wasn't efficient because I didn't have it in one place. So this app really helps you keep all your finances in one place. It helps you set a budget by giving you updates on all of your accounts all in one place. It's really interactive with you as well in making sure they're sending you alerts and they're giving you feedback on your spending habits. Number two is don't put yourself in situations that aren't beneficial to your goal. For instance, if your goal for right now, say you're taking baby steps, your goal is to minimize your spending habits when it comes to clothes. Don't put yourself in a situation where when a friend says, oh, let's go to the mall, you're like, yeah, let's go to the mall. You're like, oh no, I'm just gonna window shop. There is no such thing. Just don't go. Don't put yourself in that situation where you might spend some money that you didn't plan on spending. So tell your friend, hey, maybe after the mall, we can meet up, or hey, maybe you can just come over and we can hang out after you're done. You don't always have to go. You don't always have to explain yourself either. If you don't wanna go, just don't go. Make sure that you always have that budget in mind and make sure that you're not putting yourself in situations that might compromise that. Three is stay away from using credit. If you don't have cash, you don't have it. A lot of people fall down the rabbit hole of thinking because they have a credit card that they have money. Like, no, that is money you have to pay back and you're gonna pay it back because if you don't, you will get sent to collections and it'll be a bigger problem. So don't even put yourself in that situation. Give yourself a peace of mind by making sure you're spending money you have. Discourages you from spending too much. I know it does me. So if I'm spending money on my debit card or I'm spending cash, I'm like, oh wow, okay, that's my money I'm spending right there. Take a double look at it and I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to purchase that. And that's another thing, you know, ask questions. Don't just hand your money over. Make sure that you're asking, what am I spending my money on? Am I going to get my money's worth? Is this of good quality? Is this price reasonable? You know, I know a lot of us don't do the barter system where, okay, I can give you this necklace if you give me this, or give you some tomatoes if you give me some pineapples, you know, that kind of trading system. A lot of us don't do that anymore. So you can't haggle on a lot of the prices. So what you can do is making sure that the quality is to your liking. Don't fall in love with something just because you like the color or you like, no, make sure that it's something that's sustainable and something that's going to last you. For your eating out habits. You know, I was really bad at this. My favorite thing to do is either go to the mall or be like, hey, let's go out to eat. But that's not always the case. You can always invite your friends to your house, or you can go to their house and you guys can cook something, and you'll realize that you get a lot more food when you cook at home. Some of these restaurants, their portions are not right. For instance, you can spend $8 on something that you can probably eat in 5 minutes. If you had made it at home, you can have food for a couple of days. This is something you've heard, I'm sure, time and time again. Stay away from eating out. It's not healthy for you and it's not healthy for your pockets. I promise you that $10 you're spending or that $5 you're spending every day for lunch might seem like a little bit, but if you think about how many days you're going to work, for instance, if you're working Monday through Friday, that's 5 days. You're spending $5 every day. That amounts to a lot of money over time. So that's money you could have saved for a trip. That's money you could have saved for something really nice that you wanted to do. That's some money you could have invested back into yourself, be it you investing it in books or in seminars or in concerts, you know, whatever you enjoy, you know, so think about it like that. 5, clothes will come and go. You won't die if you don't purchase that top. It won't be the end of the world if you don't get those shoes. That's one thing we have to get out of the habit of telling ourselves. I'm going to treat myself. I did really good. Yes, you deserve the world. You deserve everything, but you don't need to treat yourself for every small thing. Treat yourself when you've accomplished something really big. And you know, it could be something really big for you. What I'm trying to say is when you treat yourself, make sure it's in a healthy way. If you're treating yourself because you saved X amount of money and you treat yourself by spending X amount of money, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Think about it that way. So treat yourself with something that doesn't result into you taking steps backwards. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that if you're treating yourself, it's something that of course you enjoy, but it's not something that's taken away from all of these steps that you've made. And 6, your friends will understand if you don't pick up the check. You know, we all have that friend who loves to pay for everyone, who's always like, oh, I got you anything you need. However, if you are that friend, you have to remember that if those people are truly your friend and those people have pure intentions, they won't mind if you can't cover them. And you're not their mom, you're not their dad. You shouldn't have to pay for their fun or their meal. If you're just doing it out of the kindness of your heart, then okay, that's who you are. But if you're doing it and you know you don't have the money to be doing stuff like that, then just don't do it. They will understand, you know, and you have to keep in mind, those people are not going to pay your bills for you. Those people are not going to be there when you get sent to collections. Those people are not going to be there when your bank account is overdrawn. If you have that kind of culture where you and your friends do buy things for each other, this and that, that is fine. However, if you know you were in the situation where you can always do that, then you know, you kind of wouldn't be listening to this. Just make sure whatever decisions you make, it's in your financial lane, that you're not putting yourself at stress just to do something. And 7, find a side hustle to earn extra money. You know, there's so many different things you can do out there. There's Uber Eats, there's Uber, there's Grubhubs, there's DoorDash. There are so many ways you can kind of get a side hustle. You can even get a side job if you want. So if you're feeling like your income is not enough to get you to the financial goal that you're trying to get to, don't just sit there and be like, oh wow, I don't make enough, so I guess I can't do this. Like, no. Either, you know, ask yourself, you know, maybe I need to find a job that pays me better, you know, but if that's not an option for you, then just find a side hustle. Find something you enjoy. Find something that's not going to take away from anything else that you're doing. Go on that financial journey. You know, this whole financial journey, sometimes it does take you starving yourself. And I don't mean when it comes to food, but I just mean when it comes to your income and the way you spend money, to realize, okay, you're going on the right path. Because once you hit that point where your finances are something you completely have a good grasp on, it's going to be so rewarding. You're going to feel so good just knowing that you don't have to check your account every 5 minutes. You don't have to worry about all these things you have to pay for as soon as you get paid. You know, you actually have extra money to spend money on things you love. I'm talking from experience, because I'm telling you, it feels great. It feels so good. 8, invest in things that can teach you more about your finances. These things are free. You know, for instance, you can go to the public library, you can listen to podcasts, you can watch YouTube videos. There's so many people out there who just want to help you, who just want to spread knowledge on how to get out of these, you know, financial holes and how not to be trapped by our income. It is so stressful to feel like there's so many things you want to do out there, but you're restricted because you have to stick to a job that you don't even love, or because you need to make money to pay for things that you really probably didn't need, but at the time felt like a good decision. You know, credit is not your friend. If you have to make payments on something, it's probably not a good idea. It probably means you can't afford it, because if you can't buy it in cash, you really can't afford it if you think about it, because you're paying for something over time where you're going to end up paying more than the item is worth in the long run anyways. Take a second look when it comes to you spending your money, and I hope that's what you guys are getting out of this, is that your financial stability is really important. And just like your mind, your body, and your soul are really important, being financially stable is really important as well. Now, some recommendations: if you do want to go on this journey and you want to take that step in reaching financial health, check out Dave Ramsey on Instagram. You can check him out on YouTube, as well as he has a podcast as well, and also his book, The Total Money Makeover. That was where I first started, as well as a book called How to Manage Your Money When You Don't Have Any, as well as a book we all have been recommended to read, is The Richest Man in Babylon. That book is really good, really short to read, and these all would give you a really good perspective on your finances. Don't let money control what you do. Don't let it control this journey that you're going on. Change your relationship with money. Face it head on. And like I said, if you get your mind, your body, and your soul right, once you get to the step of dealing with your finances, you're going to realize that it's going to come really easy because you're going to have those that foundation already. And when I say stay in your lane, I don't mean it in a negative way. I just mean don't look left and right. Just make sure that you are doing things that are impacting you, that affect your life, following anyone else. You're not keeping up with the Joneses. Use it as a positive resource. There's a lot of people out there who think money make the world go round, but it really doesn't, because once you make that money, if everything else is not solid, you're going to realize that money really doesn't mean anything. It's just a piece of paper. You're not letting it be a burden to you. You're using it as a resource to get to places you want to get. You love traveling or whatever it is, just making sure you're using money to aid in obtaining those tools, but you're making sure that it's not the center of everything you do. I hope that we can all get to the place we want to get to when it comes to our money. And I'm telling you guys, it just takes you starting the journey. When you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the right reasons. And if you have those things in mind, you will get to where you need to get to. You need to take action now. Keep doing more research. Keep expanding your knowledge when it comes to different things that you want to do in your life. And as always, don't forget to connect with me on Instagram at SaweePlantain. And that's S-A-W-E-E-T Plantain. And you can also send me an email on any kind of recommendations or anything that you do to keep yourself within your budget, or any books or any podcasts, any YouTube, anything out there that you want me to check out that you found helpful in your own journey. You can shoot me that at saweetplantain@gmail.com. Again, that is Saweet, spelled S-A-W-E-E-T. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. Keep moving forward. For now, bye.